This is the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR Live session made possible with the support of the Talent Club. Joining me in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University is singer-songwriter. He's from Nova Scotia. It's Matt Anderson. His new album is The Big Bottle of Joy. It just came out last Friday. You've likely heard it recently on Open Air. He joined us one other time back in 2014 in our old studio, and he's here in one that was actually made to be a studio. Matt Anderson, welcome back to JPR. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's start off with a song. What do you want to play?
I'll do Only an Island.
Sounds great. It's Matt Anderson in a JPR Live session.
Only an island and a lonely horizon knows what it's like to be pushed by the tide just to pull you back in. Surrounded by water, going nowhere but under. No one's breaking your heart, it's you and the dark to heaven to hold. One glass for water, another one for wine. Both are half empty most of the time. So lay down beside, tell her you love her, 'cause only an island is better alone. Too many nights spent in this empty apartment, pictures in boxes, the walls are all talking, wondering where all the days went. The sound of the silence ain't the only reminder. I'm counting every mistake that I've ever made, and all the lies that I've told. One glass for water, another one for wine. Both are half empty most of the time. So lay down beside, tell her you love her, 'cause only an island is better alone.
That's Matt Anderson with Only an Island. It's from his new one called The Big Bottle of Joy. Thanks so much, Matt, for playing that. It's gorgeous.
No,
thanks so much. So you just put this new album out. It sounds like there's a lot of positive vibes going on with
there
it. Tell us about making this album. Where just take us from the start. What's
that? It's a project I've kind of wanted to do for a long time. We want to do like a live recording in the studio, and we're just getting ready to do that, and then everything stopped happening. Mm-hmm. So kind of got put on the shelf, and this band I put together with some local musicians just for a couple shows that were just to have some fun while the pandemic was going on, and loved it, so decided to make an album with them, so brought them in, and it was in the middle of everything, so we couldn't bring in musicians from away, couldn't go out anywhere, so it made it all close to home, which was so much fun, mm-hmm. and everybody that's on the album, they're good friends, you know, they're people I hang out with outside of work, you know, outside of being on stage, so it just made for a great vibe in the studio, and as soon as we started playing with them, I knew that was the name to throw
right,
on that
could,
band.
That's the name of the band as well, as the Big Bottle of Joy.
They're just that.
Right. So who was on that album with you?
So the drummer is Jeff Arsenault, who I've played with a bunch. He's been on quite a few albums with me. Mm-hmm. Mike Farrington on bass as well. He's done a bunch of gigs with me and touring and albums. Chris Kirby is on piano or on organ. Kim Dunn on piano. Corey Tetford on guitar. And then we have Renee, Micah, and Haley Smith on vocals. Mm-hmm. And they're just all... Pretty much all of them have their own careers going, really, for the most part. And we did it all live off the floor. You know, the girls were in the room and everybody's kind of working at the same time. I didn't let anybody hear the music before we went in. It was all just, here's what we're going to do today. And
so you went in there and just
put it together. We did three tunes a day and it was just a blast. It was so much fun.
Yeah. And you guys recorded it pretty much live?
Oh, everything live off the floor, yeah. No overdubs. Cool. I mean, there's a couple little organ things we did, but all the solos are live off the floor. All my vocals are live.
Neat. And so in contrast, House to House, which we were playing last year, that was solo acoustic, and you produced that yourself?
Yeah.
Was that something you'd wanted to do?
It was. Over the last couple of years, to keep myself busy, I built a studio at home, and that was the first thing we put out of there was the solo recording. It's I haven't done a solo recording for a long time. I tour solo. Mm-hmm. That's how most people are used to seeing me, but I haven't... done a recording like that, so it just felt like the right time. So we just put our slippers on and walked across the driveway and did the record.
Yeah, cool. Well, how about another song? What do you
want to
play?
This one's called Shoes.
All right, it's Shoes. It's Matt Anderson in a JPR live session.
I've been leaving early. You've been working late. Without these pictures on the wall, I might never see your face. When I count my blessings, you're always number one. From the sweetness of the moonlight, the warmth of the morning sun. We drift by like ships out on the ocean. One of these nights, we're gonna find a moment to ourselves. I'll mix you a drink. You put on a song. We're dancing in the shoes we've got on. Let's leave the dishes till the morning. Roll the rug against the wall. In our little kitchen ballroom, you're the fairest of them all. May this song last forever. May the candles all burn down. We'll carry on like lovers on a night out on the town. The days go by, weeks keep on rolling. One of these nights, we're gonna find a moment to ourselves. We'll stay up a little late. It won't take too long. We're dancing in the shoes we've got on. For whatever come what may, we've got each other, nothing else matters anyway. We drift by like ships out on the ocean. One of these nights, we're gonna find a moment to ourselves. I'm at work and you're still sleeping. I left before the dawn. We're dancing in the shoes we've got on. We are dancing in the shoes we've got on. We are dancing in the shoes we've got on.
That's Matt Anderson in a JPR live session with a tune called Shoes. It's from his latest album called The Big Bottle of Joy. We just started playing it this week for you here on Open Air. And you can find information about Matt Anderson on his tour, and you can find music at mattanderson.ca. Anderson is A-N-D-E-R-S-E. E-N. It is hard to find if you don't
spell it
way.
Right. You get a hockey player.
Right. So tell us about what got you into playing the music to begin with. When did you start doing that?
Grew up in a musical family. You know, my mom plays piano and grandfather played fiddle. Lots of cousins that played. And anytime the family got together, there was music. So it was never a decision to be a musician. You just kind of did it to fit in, really. Mm-hmm. And then I played through all school, played through school programs, that kind of thing. And I went to recording school after high school, thinking I wanted to be in the business, but didn't think playing would be an option because that's not what it was at home. You never did a career. But I did that and then got a day job to kind of pay off student loans and was playing music on the weekends and started making more money on the weekends than I was for the week. And my day job, so I had to shave my beard or wear a beard net, so I quit, and that was it.
Very cool. So you have quite a few albums under your belt now. I was doing some research on this, and you've been putting out albums about 20 years now?
Yeah. Nobody's ever said that aloud before. Yeah, it has been 20 years, I guess, I've been doing this.
Congratulations. Yeah. Your style takes on kind of big tent, I want to say blues for lack of a better word, but there's some rock and roll, there's gospel. What drew you in that kind of direction?
Really, I've always just kind of been a bit of a sponge, you know, whatever my brothers had in their tape collection. It was kind of what I was at the mercy of at first, you know, a small town. We didn't have a lot of radio stations to go to. It was either classic rock or not, really, is what we had for options, which was great. But so I dug into a lot of what they had, and lots of my folks had lots of old classic country stuff. So it just kind of all fell into my lap, really, I guess. And, you know, I get into blues through like Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan the same way I think a lot of people do. And started looking at their influences and dug in more. And just the more you go, the more you find.
How did you develop your voice? Because you have just an amazing voice.
I think a lot of it was trying to get over drunks for the most part in the bars. I don't know. Out of necessity. I mean, I sang before I did anything else. You know, I sang when I was a kid before I ever picked up an instrument. But.
It's working out pretty well for you. Notice your guitar, it says Lefty on it.
Yes.
It's a Lakewood guitar. You play exclusively Lakewood guitars?
The acoustics, yeah. These are the ones that I've been playing them the last probably 15 years or so. And they travel well, and I love the sound of them. So this is Lefty and Poncho's back home.
Poncho, I was going to say.
Getting ready for the road. Yeah.
Sounds like an appropriate title for the other one, I guess.
For a couple of traveling guitars, I think, yeah.
Right. And what you can't see on the radio, it is a right-handed guitar. So
yeah, fair enough.
And you're playing electric on the new album. Mm-hmm. You generally tour and play acoustic. So electric, is that? Have you always done that? Or is it?
Yeah, and it's in the band stuff, I go for the electric for the most part. You know, I love playing with a big band. It's such a treat and such a contrast when I do on the acoustic. So it's it's a lot of fun to pick that up, but I'm most comfortable on the acoustic for sure.
Okay. Well, hey, let's hear another song.
Sure. This is called Take Me Back.
It's Take Me Back.
I left home before the harvest, before the hard work would start. My old man was disappointed, and I broke my mother's heart. I left home for all the reasons the young men always do. Time like this gets you believing this is all there is for you. So take me back where they're still waiting. Take me back. I left home with all the confidence of a fighter in his prime. Any hand that I was offered, I was quick to push aside. So take me back where they're still waiting. Take me back where my heart still beats, where they always leave the light on. Still waiting. Take me back where my heart still beats, where they always leave the light on and the door is open to me. And take me back where they know me better. Take me back away from it all, where they're always there to catch me, no matter how far I fall.
It's Matt Anderson on JPR in a JPR live session. That was Take Me Back. His new album is called The Big Bottle of Joy, and you can find information about Matt Anderson at mattanderson.ca. You've recently done some co-writing. Was that a new thing when you're writing tunes?
Nope. The last few albums, I've been leaning on that quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
I started to find myself ripping off my own ideas. So I had to bring in some fresh thoughts and some fresh melodies. And I just find it's almost like an instantaneous editor, really. You know, you've got somebody, a filter to put it through right away. So it kind of sped up the process that way, and it's nice to bounce off ideas off people too, and it just kind of helps me move things along, I guess.
So when you brought in the band for the new album, you had the songs pretty well written. You had all the lyrics down.
That stuff was all done before, but didn't do any pre-production. It was kind of just like I had the songs, like a really rough version, and then a couple of the songs on the album I wrote with people in the band, and they, I kind of relied on them.
Uh-huh.
One of my theories is to make yourself the weakest musician in your band. So
yeah, I heard you talk about that. I heard you quoted as saying that before.
I can't remember where I heard it from. I think it was one of my friends when I was playing with me. He said, when you have a band, just make sure you're the worst musician in your band, and it makes so much sense to me. To have yourself surrounded by people who make you sound better, also make you play better. So it's nice to be the one who has to play catch up when I'm in that situation.
Right. I guess you have to bring up your game just to survive.
And it saves me from being the jerk who's looking over at somebody else saying, hey, right. Make sure you got your stuff down. But it's great. And I have some absolutely amazing musicians who, I'm also a big believer in finding people who can fill in your weaknesses. And I definitely did that with this band.
Yeah, cool. You have quite a work ethic from what I can gather. So you're on tour right now, and this is the early part of February, and you have very few days off until May. And you're gracious enough to spend part of one of them with us here, and thank you so much for that. What keeps you going like that? I heard you play like 200 shows a year or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's the shows.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for having shows that you enjoy and getting that, that's the payoff, for all the long drives and gas station sandwiches, being able to get out there and do what you do. And it's, the hardest part of the last couple of years was not being able to do that and not have that payoff. It was pretty weird. And just my body just wasn't used to being in the same time zone even. That took some adjusting. All the things I thought I hated about the road are the things I couldn't wait for. I couldn't wait to get back into a hotel room.
I was going to ask you, how do you deal with all the travel? But it sounds like it's sort of what you do.
Yeah, it's totally, it's part of it. I mean, I think that's what breaks a deal breaker for a lot of people is how much you have to be on the road to make it work.
Uh-huh.
But I love it. Yeah, I'm lucky that I do.
Uh-huh. And so how much time do you end up spending at home, actually?
We do about 200 shows a year, close to that. I mean, it's at least 200 days a year that we're on the road. So, I've just learned to make the most of home when I can. You know, I get home, that's when we have friends over and do all the home things. And it's pretty cool, this band we have. It's all friends, too. I mean, it's people I've had at my own supper table, so it's kind of cool to be on road with them. It makes that the first time I had a band like this on the road, so it'll be cool to have that and maybe miss home a little less, maybe.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, you want to wrap up with another song?
Sure.
What do you want to play for us?
Can I change up what I was going to do?
Certainly.
Sure, I'll do this one's called The Other Side of Goodbye.
What should I say if I can't say hello? Do I replay all of the words you already know? You've moved on. I promise I'll try when I see you on the other side of goodbye. I've made my bed, you've made up your mind to take your love and leave the rest behind. There's no use in wishing a well that has run dry when I see you on the other side of goodbye. I've paid my dues, the coin has been tossed. I follow the rules, though I've already lost. What will I be? What will I do if I can't open my arms and reach out to you? I'll write you a letter and expect no reply when I see you on the other side of goodbye. I'll just stand aside, stay out of your way, and I'm gonna pretend I don't miss you more and more every day. I'll put on a smile until you pass by when I see you on the other side of goodbye. Oh, when I see you on the other side of goodbye. Oh, 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 when I see you on the other side of goodbye.
That's The Other Side of Goodbye. It's Matt Anderson here in a Jefferson Public Radio, a JPR live session. That was from his album from 2022, House to House. Thanks so much, Matt, for joining us today on JPR.
Thanks for having me.
I'm wishing you great luck on the album and the rest of your tour. You can find information about Matt Anderson at mattanderson.ca. And this JPR live session was engineered by John Griffin. You can find it later at our website, ijpr.org. Also, a podcast at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. And this JPR live session was made possible with the support of the Talent Club, featuring a casual atmosphere and live music on a regular basis. They're located at 114 Talent Avenue in Talent. Information on their upcoming shows is available at talentclublive.com. It's more open air just ahead.